probably the most unnecessary announcement that I've ever made on the program. Time Magazine just named their Person of the Year, and it is Taylor Swift.
And the winner is
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
The lovely Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. No surprise there.
None. No. She's been everywhere every day for the entire year.
And she's now considered a billionaire.
She is.
Yeah, she's officially a billionaire. And like everything she's doing, like not even performing anymore, just making boatloads of money. The way it's all like being redistributed and marketed and merchandise. And this, it just keeps going.
Wow.
It's insane.
Yeah, she's winning.
She is hashtag winning.
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 Big time.
The mostest. Well, Taylor Swift obviously named Person of the Year for Time Magazine. And a couple of the interesting things, Taylor Swift talks about her insane fitness routine that she did to get ready for her Eras tour. She said that the fitness routine started 6 months before she actually went on the road. And get this. I've always wondered how you prepare for something like this. She said every single day for 6 months, she ran on the treadmill. And while she's running, she sang the entire set list out loud.
I was wondering when I saw the Eras tour.
That's a good idea.
We host the premiere, and she's running all over the stage. Mm-hmm. And it's very physical. Then there's like multiple platforms, and she's like on level 3, and then she's on 1.
Yeah.
I'm like, how's she not losing her breath?
When I sing karaoke, I get out of breath.
Yes!
I usually cannot finish the song because I'm out of breath singing. Can you imagine running around the whole night singing?
No. If I move my arm just a little bit to pick something up while talking.
Yes. And doing karaoke, the stage isn't even big enough to have a routine. You know what I mean? Like, imagine the stage she's on.
Yeah, and the one that Eras tour was at SoFi Stadium. I mean, and she had a huge stage with a long, like, I would say walkway. And then, seriously, it would be multiple platforms.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was like, wow.
And so every day, Taylor Swift would get on that treadmill, and then she would sing the entire set list out loud. And then she would, like, for the fast songs, she would be going fast on the treadmill. And then for the slow songs, she'd just be in a light jog. Just a light
that
jog.
That is dedication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she makes me feel bad about myself. Now there's other people that do things like, okay, I'm not that bad. She's like so good. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'm just an existing bacteria.
And she's already made, I mean, she'll never work again. And she hasn't had to work for the last 10 years.
Right.
And she's working harder.
Harder now.
Like, yeah.
She also said that her gym that she was working with prepared a program that, I guess, combined strength training, weight conditioning. She did 3 months of dance training. And she also said, I wanted to get it in my bones. She said she wanted to be so over-rehearsed that she was able to be really silly with the audience and not lose her train of thought. Like, whoa, what am I supposed to be doing here? She said she just wanted it to be in her bones.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift also said she doesn't drink on the road anymore. She said doing that show with a hangover.
Wow.
Not a world she wants to live in.
I can believe it.
Oh my gosh, that'd be the worst.
Yep.
Can you imagine coming in here just making fart noises on the air?
Yeah, that's hard to do. I can imagine it. I've done it numerous times.
Can you imagine doing it?
And it's the worst. I just have to sit here. Just have to say, can I imagine? She said, I cannot do that show with a hangover. Whoa. It's a world I don't want to know. And then also, Taylor Swift herself. We've heard from Travis Kelce. We've heard the speculation. But Taylor Swift herself has finally confirmed that very first time that we saw her in the box at the Chiefs game, she and Travis Kelce were already an official couple.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She said they started hanging out immediately after he mentioned her for the very first time on his podcast.
Okay.
They met, she's like, the next day.
Wow.
And they were hanging out. They had gone on several dates. She said that there was a period of time that she's very thankful for that nobody knew that they had. Because they were still kind of talking it up like, can't wait till one day I'll meet her, when they had already started dating.
Yeah. They're liars.
They were going on dates. They were spending the night.
How did the paparazzi not get this?
I don't know. But she said that when she was in the box, they were already officially
a couple.
Because
we're like, dang, she met the mom already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was pretty fast, but still.
Still pretty fast, for sure. Yeah.
I like how open they're into it, and like they're both into it.
And you know what she just said about that? Taylor Swift just said, you know, we've noticed that this is very different. I mean, for 5 years, she was dating Joe Alwyn.
No one cared.
We never saw a picture. I mean, hardly. Yeah. Every once in a while would go to an event together, but you just didn't. And she said, Travis and I are showing up for each other. We are supporting each other. We're there for each other. She said, I have spent so much of my life making sure that nobody knows who I'm dating and what I'm doing and where I'm going. And she said, I don't want to with him.
And maybe this is why this one, hopefully, like we have any invested interest. But
I do.
It seemed like it would work.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope it does.
I hope
it does.
He comes
from like a family type family. Does that make sense? That are like,
yes.
Like an old school, like he wants to settle down at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he comes from a strong family, is what I'm saying. And yeah. She does too.
And his brother is married and has children.
Mm-hmm.
And so
family
oriented
was the phrase I was looking for.
That phrase.
What am I saying?
I think you will like this.
He comes from a family.
Where they like their family, they like it.
I should practice on the treadmill, though.
I've always been amazed at how his brother Jason met his wife.
How's that?
Tinder.
What?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they met on Tinder.
She thought it was a joke.
Wow.
Like, right? She didn't think.
Yeah, I think she swiped because she's like, there's no way.
There's no way this is the guy from the Eagles.
Yeah.
And then it was Way.
Way, yeah. Now they're married with kids.
Squid,
yeah.
There's hope.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
Bumble.
And Grindr.
Yeah. And just keep swiping.
Yeah, keep swiping.
Just keep swiping.
Keep that finger going.
Yeah.
Here's something that I think that we can all relate to and will make you love her even more than you already do. Taylor Swift said she did allow herself one rest day a week. And that rest day she took very seriously where she wouldn't even get out of bed.
How lazy.
Unless she was going to go get something to eat.
Love it.
And then that was it. On the rest day, nothing.
You got to reset.
Nice. Shocking that in the bed thing. That would bother me a little bit.
Well,
not me.
She just can't stay still.
Need for said Jason to not be anxious.
You also miss work when you're on vacation.
Yeah. Said
not
nobody
the
ever.
First few days. And even so, if I was completely off, I just wouldn't be hanging out in bed. Maybe I would get up, do something outside. Something like that. I just wouldn't.
Don't judge the way she rests.
Hey, I don't, because obviously I'm jealous of her energy.
But if you look at her, too, if she goes out and does anything like that, she's going to be mobbed.
Yes.
No, I just spend outside in the yard doing things.
You know, the Lord created everything in 6 days. On the seventh day, even he rested.
He rested.
That's right.
So Taylor Swift can
you
rest.
Can't take it there. You're not allowed to do anything on Sundays, right, Jared?
I have agency to do whatever I want.
I choose
to make it like a more of a relaxed day.
Although you do watch football.
I do go to church for, at one point, 3 hours.
So you're
Sunday.
Not doing that anymore?
Well, it's 2 hours now. Oh. They cut it back to just two, which is twice as long as most churches. But, and so a lot of it, and then we do family stuff. But, yeah, I do watch football, but I'm not playing football. I'm just watching it.
You wouldn't be on a Monday or Tuesday, though, either.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's relaxing because I'm just watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And then my team's been eliminated from the playoffs, so there's like no pressure.
So at this point,
But yeah, Taylor Swift, Time Magazine Person of the Year.
Time Magazine announced that their 2023 Person of the Year is Taylor Swift. Right. Taylor was like, of all the honors I've had today, this is definitely in the top 50.
Taylor Swift beat out Vladimir Putin, the president of China, King Charles, and I don't know, it makes sense. Those guys are terrible singers, really.
As
the editor-in-chief for Time said, Taylor Swift is the rare person who is both the writer and hero of her own story. And also, he said, we really wanted to sell some magazines this year.
Also that.
Preach.
That'll do it. That'll do it. And there's also a very exclusive interview with Taylor Swift talking about accepting the award for Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Hi, Taylor Swift. Did you see who's on the cover of Time?
It's me.
What did you do when you first saw that you were the person of the year?
I check it once, then I check it twice.
Oh. How do you think all this happened?
Left a small town, never looked back.
Taylor, did you ever think that you'd be chosen as Time's person of the year?
Never, ever, ever.
How do you celebrate?
I'm going out tonight.
What do you think of the photo they used of you for the cover?
I polish up real nice.
And what did your mom say when she heard the news?
I can read you like a magazine.
What else did she say?
Oh my God, look at that face.
And what are you going to do about all the critics who don't think you should be person of the year? One last question, Taylor. What could you do to get me on the cover of Time?
Now write your name.